Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
As always, at 3:30 on a Friday, Stanley plays some great 1970s talk show rejoin music. I love this, Diz. Where's this from?
This is a Dan knows all about. This is Dan's favorite rejoin.
This is my request whenever Stiz needs a song and he can't get to Post Malone on the board quick enough. I ask for this song.
Oh, I love it. Oh, this is right in my wheelhouse as well. And I imagine it's in the wheelhouse of our fabulous next guest who's coming up, who, as Andy always likes to say, has a fabulous open and intro. So play it, Stiz.
It's time for Mike Giardi.
Stink, stank, and stunk.
The bulging in his disc in his back. The bulging disc in his back.
What do you gain by keeping Bill Belichick around?
I want to see as much Drake May as possible.
Angry Giardi is here.
Wiggy appears to have a bit of a man crush on Cam.
I don't know if you want to take the cheese again.
Mike Giardi, folks, is an angry man.
I'm not pissed today.
I've got you by at least 2 inches.
On Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Grateful every Friday to be joined by the living legend of Mike Giardi from Boston Sports Journal and, of course, the All 32 podcast. Mr. Giardi, how are you?
What's going on? I hear thing one there. Andy has a tummy ache. I just to contrast, by the way, I was outside burning stuff, chainsaw, like manly, like just, you know, and then Andy's got a belly ache.
Oh, man, you were just getting after it, having a dude day, huh? That's awesome. That's
oh, my God, yeah, just, yeah, totally.
We know the Sometimes definition just... of a man around here, Mike Giardi. We know we know how you compare to Andy Hart.
I love it. On his 500 thread count sheets at Shea Giardi. So, Mike, we haven't had a chance to talk to you since the trade deadline, so I'll just open up there in anticipation of Sunday's big game down in Tampa. Pats supposedly try to make some moves. They do or don't engage with the Titans, and in the end, don't acquire any new starters, any alts, or any depth pieces. What was your thought?
Well, I wasn't mad at them, but I would say it's a little bit of a missed opportunity, just in the sense that you took the week before, you spun off Keon White and Kyle Duggar, who were both rotational pieces for you or depth pieces for you, and you got rid of them. And I'm like, all right, well, you know, look, Keon White thing wasn't working at all, but Kyle played two straight games when Jalen Hawkins was out and didn't come off the field. And like, again, he's not a perfect fit for what they want to do, but he held the fort down and maybe played his best game in like a year and a half during that process. So I get the contract thing and you want to move the contract, but like, I figured something would be coming back. And instead the something that's coming back is, you know, John Saunders, the practice squad guy from Miami, and Brendan Rice signed to the practice squad. You know, like that's not exactly what I expected.
In lieu of that, Mike, with the roster kind of now set for the most part with no big additions coming, where are the biggest areas of weakness in terms of the depth on this roster, given that the team chose not to address them at the deadline?
Well, I would say safety for starters, right? I mean, you've already had a situation where Hawkins has had the hamstring, and this time I like Del Pettis as a player, but they're not a one-for-one trade. So, you know, that would you'd be foisting a lot on a second-year undrafted free agent in Del Pettis. That'd be an area I think you're going to see this weekend, just the testing of, and this is kind of funny to say the way it went the first couple of weeks, but Christian Ellis has been playing good football for you, and you do have Tavai there, so it gives you a little bit more cushion, but you're probably going to see a little bit more Jack Gibbons, and that's probably not the greatest thing for that defense. And then edge, like you're having a problem consistently generating pass rush. They need more. I said it last week. They need more from the interior guys in terms of affecting the quarterback. But the outside guys, especially Harold Landry, like a lot of snaps, dealing with an injury, like hasn't been sort of the same player since that Saints game.
Hey, Mike, I'm curious what you think, what's at stake here in this game for the Patriots, from the Patriots' perspective. You know, they got a good little kind of, little season going here, 7-2. You know, arguably they're the best number one seed right now, I think, in the AFC. But, you know, just your thoughts on what's at stake here if they, you know, losing this game versus winning this game. What do you think this game represents for the Patriots?
Well, it's the biggest game they played on the schedule since Buffalo, right? And not to diminish the wins that have come in between those games, right? But the Buffalo game was like, all right, show me what you got. And they did. And they showed a lot of people like, hey, they went toe-to-toe and they actually beat Buffalo in Buffalo, which sort of, I think, maybe helped alter the view of how this season could play. And now for the first time since then, you're playing a team that's got a record like yours. They're 6-2. They're coming off the bye. A lot of hype about them in the first month of the season. They've come down to earth a little bit, I think in part because of injuries. But, like, you go to Tampa Bay and you win in Tampa Bay, even with the injuries, that's another one, another sort of feather that you can put in your cap and say, like, doesn't matter where we go, doesn't matter who we play. I know what you can say about our schedule, but we're taking on all comers and we're beating them.
Mike Giardi from the Boston Sports Journal and the All 32 podcast, friend of the show, joining us here on WEI Afternoons on a Patriots Friday. Mike, I wonder with the focus that's come this week on, with Drake May talking about the accountability in his role and getting sacked so frequently, and then obviously having to deal with such a ferocious defense coming from Tampa, are we going to see, you think, a more conservative, steady, or measured game plan from the Pats offensively against Tampa?
I don't think so. I think Josh McDaniels kind of was just like yesterday when I asked about, like, and it wasn't the proper phrasing, and he kind of, I don't know if I use the word fix, but, like, how do you sort of minimize some of these sacks that Drake has said, like, hey, it's on me. And if you looked at three of the last six in the game against Atlanta, we're on him. Like, he just held the ball too long and, just throw the ball away. That's just not in his nature. And I think Josh said, it's experience, right? He's only played 21 games as a starter, so he's still learning this process. But it's also like, hey, he makes a lot of good plays out of structure or when he hangs onto the ball and waits that extra beat. And so that's part of what we're going to have to live with. And that's a strange way to put it, but that's part of the deal, right? Like, you have this young mobile quarterback who throws the ball great down the field, who thinks at times he can make a play, and he's done it a lot this year. So it's like, you want him to protect himself more, and that's just going to come with more experience. But for now, it might just be like, this is how it's going to be. There might be a sack or two a game where you go, Drake, I wish you'd thrown the ball away. But then there might be a play or two a game where it's like, that guy didn't throw a ball away, and he found that, Kayshon Booty 40 yards down the field, or Steph Diggs or Pop Douglas. Like, those are the sorts of things and the balance that he's trying to walk here.
Mike, no Kayshon Booty in what has been a breakout season for him, especially on the deep ball. So who's the player I'm taking the over on for the receiving yards? Who's the player to watch in the pass game this week?
I think it comes down to Diggs again. He's been a little bit quiet three of the last 4 weeks, at least in terms of volume catches. Obviously, he's gotten the end zone the last 2 weeks. But I just think the two guys that he trusts the most of the receivers are Diggs and Kayshon. You take Kayshon out of it, I'm sure Kyle Williams will get more run. Although I would bet that there's going to be some mixing and matching there at the X. But to me, it would be Diggs and just sort of, hey, this is another one of those big games, buddy. And you showed in Buffalo, you showed out, and you've had a history of doing some stuff like this. So let's get it going again.
So, Mike, in my 3-point stance, I kind of reference just the buy-in right now, and it's hard to quantify buy-in, but I just played some cuts of guys talking about Mike, how much they love Mike, but also when you hear that 41 guys showed up for their workouts on Tuesday when it was their day off, that to me signals to me that there's total buy-in. Do you feel the same way, and are you surprised by how fast Mike has been able to get these guys to believe in what he's been selling them?
In part, Ted, I think because they were so intentional about some of the pieces that they did bring in the offseason, the guys like Milton Williams, hey, we're going to spend a crap ton of money on a guy who hasn't necessarily, you know, he never been a full-time player before. So you're taking a little bit of a leap of faith, but you do the investigation and you talk to people and like, this dude works. This dude wants to be great. You know, when given the opportunity in Philadelphia, he was great or really damn good. So like, I think there were a lot of pieces and bringing some of the guys that he knew, like, you know, I mentioned Jack Gibbons, like that's a guy who just, he works his ass off every day. There's some limitations to his game, but like he knows and respects Mike and knows that Mike's going to put him in the best position possible. And I think that's kind of the thing that I come back to is I think it's pretty easy to buy in, Ted. And maybe you can speak to this too. Like when you know your coach is going to put you in the best spot possible, you know, doesn't matter whether the coach is a good guy, bad guy, whatever, gruff, you know, hey, I know that I'm going to show up on Sunday and like, I have a chance to have a real good game because I'm in a role that fits me perfectly. And I think he's done a great job with the pieces this year, even some of the depth pieces, like plugging him into places and saying, hey, you know, we've come away from games and like Christian Ellis is pretty good that game. And, oh, you know, whatever, name the piece, you know, that sort of the middle of the roster guys. And I just think that's been something that's really, then you start winning. So now you have the combination. He's put me in the right place and we're winning. Oh yeah. Whatever you want me to do, coach, I'll run through a wall for you right now.
So Mike, we're getting close to wrapping up here. You know, I'm not sure if you had a chance to see the game last night, or should I say, sorry if you happened to. I mean, what an absolute trash fire that game was!
Hideous, absolutely hideous.
Can we tap the brakes on the Bo Nix love? Jeez. Oh,
Teddy, thank you. Tom Curran and I, it was a friendly argument on TV on Wednesday, and he's like, I can't believe you. They had me do my power ranks, and I had Denver like fifth or sixth or something. How can Denver be that far down? That's a really good team. That defense is great. Somebody might have texted me last night in the third quarter of that game. Somebody might have said, you're right, Bo Nix, not good. I won't tell you who. You can take a guess, but I just, you know.
Rhymes with Mom Shurin.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yes. Yes. 100%.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is a huge opportunity for these Patriots, obviously, Mike, you know, to lose by 3 or 4, be in it against a team that could be a Super Bowl contender would be massive as well. But, you know, the AFC is still so freaking wide open at this point now. So, I think this is more than just like, all right, guys, we flew down there and had a good game. You know, massive opportunity at hand. So I got them by 3. How do you see it playing out?
The more I dug into this thing and the more I looked at some of the things that are happening with Tampa Bay offensively and now looking at, you know, Bucky Irving and Godwin, and we know Evans isn't going to be there. Like, I don't think their offense can run with your offense. I think you're going to outscore them. I think you're going to win the football game.
Okay, Mike, last question from this side of the street. What are your thoughts overall on the deals that were done at the trade deadline? Do you think the Colts made out? Do you think both the Colts and the Jets made out? Do you like the deal Jacksonville did? What are your thoughts about some of the decisions or non-decisions some of the teams made at the trade deadline?
Well, I think the first thing that stood out to me, Ted, was the fact that, you know, less than a year ago, you were the worst team in the league, and it took the Bills out tanking you in the last game for you not to get the number one pick. And here you are, whatever it was, 9-10 months later, you're 7-2. You got the second seed right now currently, and you're atop the AFC East. Meanwhile, the Jets took two of their three cornerstone players, one who's 28 in Quinnen Williams and one who's 25 in Sauce Gardner, and they peddle them off for draft picks. And then Miami, you know, they fired the GM 2 weeks ago. The head coach is, you know, hanging on by a thread. And I think the quarterback is, it wouldn't surprise me if he's gone at the end of the year, whether that means trading him or eating the money and just saying we're taking that Russell Wilson type dead cap hit. So that like really stood out to me, how quickly the positions have changed here in the AFC East and what better position you're in now. And then from like the Colts perspective, Ted, look, they were going to be picking in the late 20s this year. So, you know, everybody talks about the draft capital and like that's a lot to give up. And it is. It is a lot to give up because it's also the cost control. But you can't guarantee that you're going to get a player as good as Sauce Gardner. You'll be lucky if one of those two players that you're drafting in the 20s or whatever becomes a really good player for you down the line and becomes a player that's as talented as Sauce Gardner. So I get it from their side, too. Like, it's a price to pay, but they believe that they got a chance. So what the hell? Go for it.
As he tweeted last night at 10:50 p.m., why am I still watching this game? Mike, you are truly, you're a glutton for punishment, and you're one of us as well. Give him a follow at Mike Giardi on the socials as well. Joins us each and every Friday at 3:30 p.m. on WEEI Afternoons, Patriots Fridays. Mike, have a great weekend, buddy. Go back to the manly man activities you were engaged in.
Yes, men stuff. Yes, absolutely.
Thanks, Mike.
See you guys. All right.
Great chatting with you, buddy. Mike Giardi and his man stuff here on WEEI Afternoons. We're going to throw it to commercial break. When we come back, we'll react to some of Mike Giardi's posits and positions there as well. Before we get into the 4 o'clock hour, you're not going to want to miss it. Teddy's hype, Teddy's buildup for what's going down at Raymond James Stadium Sunday. Patriots at Buccaneers. It's all coming up on WEEI Afternoons.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.